Hey, everybody, Flippin' Danny here, founders of the Freedom Real Estate Group, family of companies, and welcome to another episode of our podcast, which is called
Freedom Through Passive Income.
That's right, and welcome to the episode. This is week 52, which stands for last one.
Last one.
This is our recap and key takeaways, but of course it's Friday, so that means it's Fun Start Friday. Got a new one on today.
Yes.
If you're listening and not watching, it's glorious. That's all you need to
know. It is. This is the first time I'm seeing it too. It's like, it looks like it's kind of a pinkish color with palm trees and hammock.
Yeah. Know what that is.
Looks like inner tubes.
It is, yes, inner tubes.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I like
it. Right out our back door.
Love it. So awesome.
Yes, but today is it is the final recap and key takeaways. So let's roll.
Let's do it.
All right. So episode 358, how to succeed at anything in life. So the first key takeaway is the most successful people in life share some surprising common characteristics. They love the people around them and those whom they serve. They take a long-term view and make decisions with a vision of doing good things in the long run. Another key takeaway is success is not always about money. I talked about my nephew who is a drummer in a band, actually a few bands, and he has played for years and is now working with children. It has been wonderful to see that in helping develop the children, he has found his calling. And the pride he shares is not for the money and fame that seems to have proliferated our world. It is for how he can help others. When we help others, we get everything they want in life. When we help others get everything they want in life, we can get everything we want. There's that quote. Another key takeaway is commitment to the pursuit of excellence is the final characteristics we would like to talk about. Surrounding yourself with a strong team that shares these characteristics is critical. As you are committed to improving as a person, investor, and business person, so must your team. Gathering a great team helps everyone rise and reach their goals faster and in a more fun and fulfilling way.
Love it. And episode 359, Merry Christmas. Key takeaway number one, we recorded our Christmas episode early while Flip was in Texas with his family and Danny, me, I was in Arizona. We love spending the holidays with our respective families because this is why we work so hard and what life is all about. Key takeaway number two, we are also blessed that we can help our families. We see the culmination of all of our years of work and are now in the position to give back to them. And this is our favorite time of the year, not only because we are spending it with family, but also because we think about all those causes and organizations that we can support in the coming year. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All right, episode 360, the Motivational Monday, the last Motivational Monday.
Yes.
Who will you be 1 year from today? So the first key takeaway is thank you, Ben, who encouraged us to do our Motivational Monday podcast. At the end of the year, we all look back on what has happened, but we should begin looking forward to the new year. Where will we be at the end of 2023? So many of us underestimate what we can do in a year, and we need to recognize that every single day and every single choice ultimately will change who you are in just 365 short days.
Yes.
Now, the key takeaway is we are happy that you have joined us in our 2022 journey toward a passive income lifestyle. If you've been listening to us over the past year, you know how our business priorities have shifted from building businesses to generating passive income so we all can live the lifestyle we choose. We have spent quite some time discussing how incremental choices add up over time, and you have made that choice to walk alongside us by listening to one episode at a time. And now we hope that you look forward to seeing or hearing us as a part of your 2023 routine. We hope that we helped you discover your freedom number, and it's still not too late if you do not know what that is. Please reach out to our team, and we can listen to your goals and help you plan so you can reach your financial freedom goals.
That's right. Episode 361, 2022, The Good Times. Key takeaway number one, after years of building our family of companies, we hired our CEO, Aaron, in 2022. Aaron helped to expand upon our culture that has become the foundation of who we are and helped to lay a path for future growth. Aaron also empowered our team and fostered the cross-communication that helped our staff grow and be more transparent between entities. I'm just going to correct one thing from that. We actually hired him in 2021, but I saw it and I was like, in 2022. And as I'm reading, I'm going, no, we hired him in 2021, but it was the end of 2021. So it was close. Thank you, Joe. You're amazing for writing this for us. Key takeaway number two, we closed on 3 acquisitions in 2022, a 129 unit, a 48 unit, and a 16 unit. We have one final 48 unit deal pending closing that will make it 4 closings for our first full year in business. We had 3 dispositions in 2022. We sold a 384 unit, an 8 unit, and we refinanced Pine Ridge. Also, we started a 7th company, moved to Florida, and we are most and we are most thankful because we are still here to share all of this growth with each of you.
You got the good times. I get episode 362, 2022, the tough times. So key takeaways is yesterday we shared our 2022 good times with you. We also had some difficult situations that we want to share with you because we are all human, make mistakes, and life is not perfect for any of us. But we persevere and strive to make our lives and the lives of those most important to us better. Another key takeaway is one of the most difficult situations was for Danny was bootstrapping FCI, our 6th company, and then losing her executive assistant at the end of 2021. She spent a long time training him, and when he left, she was drowning. It was impossible for her to manage all of the companies and accomplish the annual goals that we had created. But another member of our team, Jody, began to take on some of the lost responsibilities and realized she was a star and something great came out of something awful. Now, the key takeaway is the final tough thing we want to share about 2022 was how hard it was to let go of the company after hiring a CEO. After building our companies, it was difficult to watch someone else guide them through a challenging year, and we are grateful for the dedication of Aaron and all of our team members. After so many years of driving our companies, we found that we wanted to be backseat drivers in a car that Aaron was driving, and this was a growing experience for us to understand that to grow, we sometimes have to slow down and merge instead of stepping on the gas. Hear that?
I heard it all right.
I need to read that one again. We are thankful for the opportunity to learn this lesson of patience and plan to carry it into 2023.
Let's see how that goes. Episode 363, which was yesterday, our week 52 live progress update. It was our very last live progress update of the year. And our 2 key takeaways is we have our last deal of 2022 pending closing. We are still waiting to hear that news as we record this episode. So super excited for that to happen. And then the second key takeaway is distributions.
Right, Flippy Claws.
I made the comment. This was after one of the quarterly payments went out, and I told Danny, I said, I feel like Santa Claus because you get some money and you get some money and you get some money. But that's not really Santa Claus. That's more of Oprah. But I don't want to say that I feel like Oprah. So I'm going to say I feel like Santa Claus.
I love it. It's always exciting for us to be able to send those checks because it's the realization of this freedom through passive income goal and journey coming to fruition. So I think that's right. Really, really exceptional when we have those moments. And I want to celebrate every single time we get to send those checks out.
Me too.
Love it. That's it, Flip. This is our very last recap and key takeaways.
Well, we hope you enjoyed the last recap and key takeaways. Make sure you head over to our website, Freedom Capital Investments, to join the Investor Club. Obviously, you can hear what we're doing these last couple of days of 2022, but we already have stuff going in 2023. So make sure you get over there and join that Investor Club. But we like to end all of our episodes with
Invest Smart.
Live happy. Bye,
buddy.
Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions and information on the show are not guaranteed. All investment strategies have the potential for profit and loss.